ॐ पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवता नारायणेन स्वयम् व्यासेन कृतिताम् पुराण मुनिना मत्ते महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीम् भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्ददामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः धियम् सामगाः ध्यानावस्थितदत्कतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनो यस्याम् तम् न विदु सुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा. ॐ श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादम् शङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् वन्दे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये नमः. वागीशायस्य वदने लक्ष्मीर्यस्य च वक्षसि यस्यास्ते हृदये संवित् तम् नृसिंह अहम् भजे. ॐ सरस्वति नमस्तुभ्यम् वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भम् करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. ॐ वर्स नंबर 6 આપણે ગુપ્તાજી આ બાજુ લાઇટ થોડું વધારી શકાશે? પ્રકાશ તો ઓછું લાગે થોડું. ઓકે ઠીક હે.
મહર્ષય સપ્ત પૂર્વે ચત્વારો મનવસ્તથા મદ્ભાવા માનસા જાતા येषाम् लोक इमाः प्रजाः. सो विभूति योगः, दिस् चाप्टर् नेम् इस् विभूति. आल् द ग्लोरीस् विभूति ऑफ लॉर्ड इज रिवील्ड बाय लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ. बिकॉज भगवान सेज नोबडी नोज माय विभूति एज गुड एज आई नो, एंड लॉजिक फॉर दैट ऑल्सो ही गिव्स. सो लिसनिंग समबडीज ग्लोरीज, हाउ इज गोइंग टू हेल्प यू? Now here is not somebody, okay, number one. It is really yourself only. Ishvara is not separate from you. That is also going to say. The thing which will happen if you recognize the glory as Ishvara. Now, there are different glories, speciality, things which stands out in the world. All those beautiful, special things if I recognize them as Ishvara, the shining sun, the shining moon, Megadhanushya, what do you call the rainbows, Indradhanushya, beautiful. All this is what? Ishvara. I don't recognize them Ishvara at this moment. Slowly, more and more, the recognition comes, Vibhuti as Ishvara, as the Ishvara's manifestation, it will help me, my pride will go down. Knowingly or unknowingly, we have got big ego. And the biggest ego, they say, that I have no ego, is the biggest ego. Okay. See, all the other fellows have big ego. I don't have big ego. This other ego, okay? This is a bigger ego, the more dangerous ego. So I don't have ego, the bigger ego. See, all these fellows have got ego, I got no ego. Is what? One more ego. And it always comes up, always. And that ego alone is one which separates people from the whole world. जो अपने अहंकार को देखता है वो ईश्वर को नहीं देखता है, जगत को नहीं देखता है. वन हु लुक्स एट हिज ईगो और हर ईगो, ही डजंट लुक एट द वर्ल्ड, डजंट लुक एट ईश्वरा, डजंट लुक एट एनीबडी, सो मच कॉट अप इन हिज ईगो एंड बूस्टिंग ऑल द टाइम सेल्फ प्रेज, दैट इज कंसिडर्ड एज अ कैपिटल पनिशमेंट इन इंडिया. इफ यू गॉट बिगेस्ट पापम इज यू प्रेजिंग योर सेल्फ, यू आर नॉट सपोज टू प्रेज योर सेल्फ. So this is there. Jealousy, another. Bah. Somebody is happy, you are unhappy. I don't know what is this. Somebody is, has got still job, you lost the job. You don't like, why? Why he should have still job? He has got some godfather somewhere or godmother, you don't have. That's why he's surviving. Jealousy. Jealousy, you can be jealous of your own wife or your children also. Father can be jealous of the so-called sibling rivalry, what rivalry, all this goes on. Jealousy. All this is there. So, ahankara, jealousy, competition, comparison, all that is there. Whole host of things is there. More and more, I recognize any glory in me or other person as Ishvara, by ego will be dilated. Recognizing glory will do what? Ego will be dilated. Diluted will become. Then the dilated ego can be dismissed by knowledge. And here Pujya Swamiji makes one more thing. Before the dilated ego also, we have ego which is hurt ego. Lot of thing has created hurt in me. I had a certain opinion about me very high and something happened to me, somebody's criticism or something done by you and me, that has damaged the ego. A hurt ego, you can never transcend. You can never dismiss by knowledge. Hurt ego always survives. First thing, it will never allow knowledge to happen itself. And stock example, very popular example, is the ego of the Karna. Suta Putra hai. Low caste, born woman's son, always put down. Oh, Radheya, you are son of Radha? Enough. That created him to go to Duryodhana. Can you imagine? Fighting against these Pandavas. All the way, anything you do, therefore Karna never gains knowledge. Arjuna gains it. Therefore, anybody who's got hurt ego, we have to first, what? You have to nurture the ego. Here, we have to understand the very thin line between bloated ego, functional ego, hurt ego, and nurtured ego. You have to nurture that ego. That's what Swamiji says, the Duryodhana is a product because Dhritarashtra was born blind. When children come home, there is nobody to applaud, say, wow, beautiful, great. Child goes to the chair and jumps down and looks behind. There is somebody to say, wow. And father says, so what? But mother has to say, what? Wow, you can jump. You become big boy, big girl. That makes the child grow. That always, child come from home, somebody to validate everything the child does. Mother does all the time. But there was no mother at home to do that. Father is blind and mother, what? What is the name? Gandhari. Came from Gandharva, understand? Afghanistan. Gandhara Desa. See, because my husband don't see, I also should not see. She blindfolded herself. Now children, there is nobody to validate them. Their ego was hurt ego because Pandava were very smart. All the time put complex on them and whatever achievement they had, nobody to validate. Therefore, mother is blind, father is blind, and children will be Duryodhana only. Very unfortunate. So therefore, we have to understand this ego. There is one thing called ego trip. You know ego trip? You are on a trip with this ego. So it's a big topic. Hurt ego is to be nurtured. Big ego has to be, what? Cut down. Bloated ego has all the air we have to take out of them. How? Only way out is to see a bigger picture. A Bhagavan. The Lord's glory. And whatever glory he or she has is also Lord's glory. Whatever glory other person has is also all glory. All that is here, yaditam kinchita sarvam brahma sarvam ishvara. This vision Bhagavan wants to give Arjuna. I used to say one Swami, and he was a wise person. I said, you have studied so much. He was a walking library. The people, his name was Walking Library. Anything you would ask, you ask him, he will tell, but all the verses were here all the time. Oh, surprise. He said, all that I had when I met this Swami, his name was, whatever name was there, Purnananda Tirtha. He did three things for me. I said, what? Mere me manushyapane ka abhiman, वही विद्वान होने का अभिमान और ब्राह्मण होने का अभिमान, ये तीनों इन्होंने निकाल दिया. एंड दैट टाइम देयर वाज अ बिग थिंग, आई एम ए ह्यूमन बीइंग बेटर देन ऑल अदर लिविंग बीइंग वन, देयरफॉर आई कैन डू एनीथिंग विद अदर एनिमल्स बिकॉज आई एम ह्यूमन बीइंग, करेक्ट, बेस्ट. दूसरा, ही वाज वेरी स्कॉलर, ग्रेट स्कॉलर फ्रॉम काशी, दैट अभिमान इज देयर, हु इज इक्वल टू मी. दिस शास्त्र गिव्स यू वन मोर अहंकार. I know what. Even Narada had this problem, understand? But he was in the sad sorrow also, okay? Naraham sochami Bhagavan. Sokasya param param tarayetu. Narada also went and he had so many degrees which nobody can have. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharva Veda. All the Veda he knew. Vedanga he knew. Bhuta Vidya, Preta Vidya, Mantra Vidya. You say anything he knew. But still what? Subject to sorrow. But that Abhimana Sanat Kumar could help him to get rid of it. That Shastra, the Vaidushya, one in one. And he said that also he removed. and third is Brahman pane ka abhiman. He was carrying danda. Danda, you know? Stick. This, whoever he is Brahmana, and when he takes sannyasa, if his guru has got dandi swami, he can give him danda. And he was doing puja all this lifetime. So now he does puja to the danda after sannyasa, and he never bow down to anybody. If he come to Bhagwan, danda will bow down. That's enough for him. You should see all this maryada. Danda is everything. And danda to vak danda, kaya danda, mano danda. So all this thing under my totally control. Vak kaya mana. This is called danda, dandi swami. But he said, he became a dandi swami. And he said, after sannyasa, after this knowledge, very Brahmana, still Brahmana remains. So he gave up that also. Nyasta danda swami. So my Brahmanatva was problem. And Madhusudana Saraswati writes in Gita, the dandi swami has got advantage. One, he can do puja to danda. Second, dandi swami will eat only from Brahmin home. He will go for bhiksha, Bhagavati bhiksham dehi. He will not eat from other home. So people in the village know he is dandi swami, so all Brahmana will invite him and give bhiksha. And third, local use also he gives laukika. All the dogs and cows he can handle with the danda. I was surprised when I go for a walk, morning walk, you know. I found every morning walk jogger was a dandi in Surat. Everybody was dandi. I said, kya baat hai, dandi is sab danda leke chalta hai. Then I recognized in the morning dogs chase them. So so they all become dandi swami. Why? Bhayat. So dogs are there in the street. Dandi. So he said, my three abhimana, manushya paneka, or brahman paneka, or vidwan honeka, tino irimodya. Not ordinary. So this ego is very smart. It survives somehow or other. You try to remove it, he said, forget about it, it will remove you, if you are trying to afford that also. When you are asked to do namaskara to Bhagwan, is it possible? Very difficult to do namaskara. Swami Dayanji says, sashtang means all the eight limbs to touch the floor, fall flat at the feet of the Lord. But does your mind surrender that time? No. Then it's called what? Exercise. When mind doesn't surrender, you lie down, get up, it's called exercise. This is called very difficult. Only way out, I gave the example, if you remember last time, the lamp in the night fills. Ah, I'm lighting up everything, dispelling the darkness. There is nobody to light up things. And the day the sun comes up, slowly his mahima goes dark. And then sun is on the top, on the head. And that time if you tried it midday, the flame of the lamp, you won't see, only sunlight is there, overlapping. Similarly, more and more I see Bhagavan, the glory, my small ego, whatever achievement it has got, it will dissolve away, it will merge into the Lord. Beautiful example. Similarly, here Bhagavan says, Arjuna, you are my glory. First thing he said, you are my glory. Mahabahu, you are my glory. And this is a beautiful chapter. So I'll start again where we left. Adi Bhauti Adhyatmikam Bhavaha. In last chapter, last verse is called Buddhihi Jnanam Sammohaha Kshama Satyam Damashama Sukham Dukkham Bhavo Bhavo Bhayam Cha Abhayam Meva Ahimsa Samata Tushti Tapo Danam Yaso Yasaha. All these different and many bhavas are from me alone. If you are following non-violence, it is Bhagavan. If you have got accommodation, Bhagavan. If you have capacity to share what you have, Danam. It's not ordinary. To share what you have is not ordinary. The capacity to share, that only comes from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one who gives everybody everything. So similarly, I also give. One Swami was talking to me. He said, look at the nature. Everybody is giving. If you sow something, crop comes so much. And all the trees give so much fruits. Every year by year, all the rivers constantly bring you clean water. Rains give you so much. Cow give you so much. Everybody is giving constantly, demanding nothing. Only one is there who is not giving anything but grabbing. Is who? I don't know. He doesn't follow the flow. If you follow the flow, I need not to do dhanam. That is called dhanam. Capacity to give. Then Swami Dayanji says, one who can share what he or she has got is a mature person. Now further he goes. This ima prajaha lokaha. All this bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, mahaha, janaha, tapaha, seven up. You know that. Swamiji, I drink all seven up loka every day. You are great. You are seven luck, seven up. All this seven up and seven down. Atala, vitala, tala, tala, rasatala, mahatala, patala, all this loka. And lokinaha, who lives there. If you read Bhagavat and Purana and all that thing, they will in detail mention which loka who are living. In Pata Lok mein kaun rehta hai, is Atal Lok mein kaun rehta hai, all description is there. There are fellows. And they have good time. Gandharva Loka is there. Lot of music. Celestial music, not harmonium music, understand. Most Indian tragedy of music is harmony, understand. It is not there. Beautiful there. So all this music is there. So all different, and there are different people there. And different capacities they have got. So all this loka who came from whom? Bhagavan says, it came from me alone. Now before that, who are the first one born here? Then he says, there are seven and four. He makes it here. Look at it. Maharshaya saptapurve chatvaro manavastata. Look at the translation also. The seven rishis of long ago, as well as the four manos, they are born of me. Now he gives detail about. Now we don't know who are the seven rishis, who are the seven mano, we don't know. So he gives Maharshayaha Sapta, seven rishis, and given the name Bhrugvadayaha. This name you have to listen to them. Bhrugu Marichi Atri Pulastya Pulaha Kratu Vasishta. Among one name you know what? What? Rama's Guru, what? Vasishta. Another don't forget Vishwamitra also. Tulsidas write one place. Rama, you are a Dharma Setu. Setu means bridge. Bridge connects both the side land, and there is a river flowing. And once you make a bridge, anybody can cross the bridge. Even ant can cross the river afterwards. You are Dharma Setu. This popularly known rivals were Vishwamitra and Vasishta. They never look eye to each other. This is the problem they had. And you should listen, Purana has a lot of story about Vishwamitra and Vasishta. But here Rama is what? He brings them together. They become friends. And all that they bless Rama. He got blessing of both the rishis. Rama is Dharma Setu. Impossible you made possible. Rama is amazing. So all rishis, one name you know here is called Vasishta. And another reading where Angirasa is said instead of Bhrugu, all these seven, Purve Atita Kala. Purve can mean people who live in the remote past. long, long ago, or during the particular cycle. There are different cycles which I am going to talk. They are called Manvantara. So each Manvantara has got seven rishis also. Sarga, all this we are going to talk about it. So here he says, all these seven rishis, then Atita Kala Sambandhinaha, Chatvaro, one more thing about the rishi is there, Adya Bhrugvadayaha, Vasishtantaha, Sarvagyaha, they were all Sarvagya. They don't require any teaching, they already knew the truth. And Vidya Sampradaya Pravartakaha, another name, Vidya Sampradaya Pravartakaha. Vidya is knowledge. They were not spiritual capitalists. Okay, whatever they had, they gave to others. We become spiritual capitalists. I know Gita, I'll keep with myself. Why? Let nobody know. I'll be the wise person. No. Give it. So always give. Vidya, they always gave to others. They called Vidya Pravartakaha Sampradaya Pravartakaha. When you communicate knowledge, you require lot of others thing to communicate. We have got some few words and which are only found in Sampradaya, not in Shal, not in the Gita also. You won't find these words in Gita. You try to look for the word Adhyasa in Gita. You won't find. Shobhan Adhyasa, you won't find. These words are not given. Apuvada, not given. Only Sampradaya talks about that. So all this technical word, Paribhashik Shabda, and there is a way to understand their meaning also. First you understand these words, their meaning, and to understand scripture, you use those words to understand a given verse. So it's all technical. So they knew Sampradaya also well. They had the knowledge also. Using the Sampradaya, they communicate this Vidya to the students. And one thing is, you understand, when you have knowledge, students come from all over. Pujya Swamiji will sit anywhere in this world, students will reach. I'm surprised you come to Coimbatore and see, you find students from China, students from Japan, students from ex-Pakistan, students from all over, they walk in. They all come from everywhere, all over the world people come. Why? Where there is knowledge, they know here is the place to go and learn. It's like a Coimbatore, like it's Kashi. The Kashi is the place, university, you go and learn. Similarly, wherever this Swami sat down, students always read them. You know, Bhagavan Krishna studied with whom? Sandipani Rishi. In 56 days, 56 Vidya he studied. Can you do? Swami, in 56 days, one is not till complete. Okay, there is our thing. He's a Bhagavan. And all the 56 names are given. Even that time also, the organizing flower also was Vidya. They knew, Krishna knew that also. All Vidya he knew. So there is a way to teach. So Sampradaya Pravartakaha Sarvajnaha Prasiddha Puraneshu. All these rishis, the name is very, very, if you are studying Purana, you know them. Prajanam Palakaha. Okay, we'll go further. Here Shankaracharya said, then further he said, after rishis, now one more thing I have to tell about rishi. This Sampradaya and Vidya Pravartakaha, those who handle this teaching tradition well, they know the way of communication. In that again we have got two, Bindu Parampara and Nada Parampara. See, Bindu Parampara is, I have the sampradaya teaching tradition, and my son is the best one whom I can participate this knowledge. So one gives to his son, and son gives to his son. So that way, from father to son, if it comes like that, therefore Vyasa gave to the Shukaha. Parashara gave to Vyasa. So we have got in our teaching tradition, father to son. Bhrugurvai Varunihi. He went to his own father. We have got so many stories like that. So father and son, in between one daughter also, okay, it goes like that. Another tradition where it's called Nada Parabindu means father, son. Nada is you talk, another fellow listen. That's only by teaching. Whoever comes as a Shishya, declares that I am Shishya, and Guru those days used to find out he has certain minimum qualification to learn from me or not. First thing, Karana Patav. You know, Karana Patav means these fellows listen to what I say. If I say Brahman, and he say, oh, Brahma, this is a problem, okay? So, he has no hearing capacity is there, physically, no limitation, certain limitation not there. Want to learn certain things, they'll find out and then teach also. So you go to teacher and learn from the teacher here. So that only by Nada, only you talk and you become your disciple by teaching. There another tradition is like that, Nada Parampara, Bindu Parampara. So Bhagavan says all these seven rishis at different time come up, different time seven names will be changing again. Every manvantara, every cycle, there will be always seven. Therefore, when you look up seven, what? Have you seen the Saptarshi? And you see what? Vasishtha and wife name is what? Arundhati. At the time of marriage, you know, at 12 o'clock afternoon, the Pandita will say, look at Arundhati. Don't be modern. Hey, Panditji, are you crazy? Afternoon, how can you see star? You're not supposed to say all that. Nikala Mangalam. You have to say, yes, I see it. Okay? That is called Mangalam. You're supposed to say, I see it. Means they're always together. Similarly, okay, I don't want to say further. So we'll be together whole life. That's called, which is difficult. So, they're called Mangalam. You have to say yes, okay, don't argue. Now you are all married, kya baat ho gaya. So this is what Mangalam. Vasishta. So, this Saptarshi. Now another thing Bhagavan has brought out. Now, you have to remember one more thing. All the rishis, except one or two, were happily married. And you know the wife's name, Vasishta Arundhati. And they had children also. Plus they had disciples. So both the parampara started from that. So the children born to them, they become further, this whole world is their Rishi Putra. We are born of Rishi. Therefore everybody in India, when they do any puja, we are asked, what is your gotra? Then you have to say what? Monkey, don't. Okay? I came down from monkey now. Therefore, if you don't know your gotra, sarvesham ajnatanam gotra is what? Kashyapa. If you don't know your gotra, don't say I'm without gotra. No, you got gotra, you don't know. Who is your gotra? Gotra means the first rishi from whom you are born. In his tradition you have come down. So your Mula Purusha is what? Adi Purusha is Rishi. Therefore everybody, they give name as what? Amuka Gotrotpannoham, Amuka Nama Sharmanaha. That's Gotra. There are so many Rishis out there. As a special person comes in your Gotra, they call Pravara, Vishishta Purusha. That's what they give. So we are all born of this Rishi. That's very beautiful. Then further he says, Chatvaro Manava Tata. Four Manus are also born. Therefore, we have got four manus called Swayambhuva Mano, Vaivasvata Mano. All these names are there. I don't want to bore you with all these names. Savarana Ityadi Mano Prasiddha. See, Prasiddha means what? See, when you say this thing is popular, then you have to say in what type of people it is popular, okay? This person is a great musician, popular among whom? Those who love music. He is a great sportsman, who knows? Sports people know, we don't know. Sometime it happened, you know, one great actress was sitting next to me in the Swamiji's class. And I looked at her, I said, okay, any person is sitting next to me is fine. I was in the front row. And the whole talk is over, everything is there. And Swamiji gave me souvenir and it was last. I want to give to that person also. He was called and given souvenir. I never knew who this person is. Everybody else recognized her. The Swamiji asked at the end of the talk, where is Hema? I said, who is Hema? I don't know. Then I understood she was Hema Malini. So I was the only person who did not recognize her. Other devotees recognize her. Understand? Swamiji knew because of connection in Chennai. So those who are watching movies will know film actor. Those who are always tagged to the cricket, they will find out Tendulkar anywhere. Correct? So, Vidvajjaneshu Prasiddhah. This person is popular among what? All the scholars. This person is popular amongst what? All the slum dwellers. You know the movie? No. So this is all. So like that, Prasiddha. Who is the Prasiddha where? Puraneshu. All the four Manus are Prasiddha. And who are the Manu? Prajanam Palakaha. They took care of the entire humanity. Swayam Ishvarascha. They are born directly from Ishvara. They are all the Samarthya of the Ishvara. That Bhagavan Shankaracharya say, Prasiddha. Now we have got what? You know the what is the name, what is the wife? The name of the Manu's wife, what? Shatarupa. Manu's children are called Manavaha. One who always thinks properly is called Manu. And one has got Shatarupa. So many type of Shraddha, where thinking and trust both are there, that is called Manushya. Human being has got a capacity to trust and capacity to understand also, doing lot of vichara, that is called Manavaha. Manoha, Patya, Puman, all that you can do. How did Bhagavan brought them into beings? Bhagavan said, Madgata Bhavana Vaishnavena Samartena Upeta Mai Bhavo Yeshamte. Beautiful. All this 7 plus 4, their mind disposition is resolved in me. They know themselves not separate from the Lord. All the Rishi, Rishanti Jananti, they know their Brahman. Ishvara also is Brahman Satchidananda. And they are not separate from them. And that knowledge, all the 7 plus 4 had this knowledge. Brahma Jnanam they had. And they have become one with Bhagavan, being enlightened. Okay? So here Bhagavan says, Madbhavagatana Vaishnavena Samartena Upetaha. People who have the power of Ishvara, they are not ordinary. All the rishis have so much power. One rishi could create one world also by himself. Who is that rishi? Vishwamitra. He asked one fellow to go to heaven and Indra kicked the fellow down. Indra said, you are not supposed. He called what? So he doesn't want to be here. Indra doesn't take him. He's called halfway home guy like that. Then become what? Trishanku. Made special loka for him. This capacity is Rishi's head. Huh? They're not ordinary. You know, Vasishtha had one cow.
What? Kamadhenu. Whatever you want, hot, hot you get from her. One person told me, I went to a restaurant, all the food was cold except ice cream. Ice cream was hot, other thing was all cold. So, therefore Vishwamitra wanted that cow because of all the thing. You need not have anything. You tell cow, give me this, she gives me. Saravak, they call Kamadhenu, she had. Like that. They talk about that. I don't want. Swamiji, where is that Kamadhenu? It's with Vasishtha only still, okay? So, Manava, there are special powers. Like, one with the Ishvara, the Maya Shakti, in some form was with them, they also could do a lot of things. That is why all these kings were afraid of the rishis, because they had all the powers, but they never showed that power. They help people, but all the stories goes, they are wonderful people. So therefore Bhagavan said, they are my vibhuti. And rishis also knows that they are the vibhuti of Bhagavan. Manu wrote the Manusmriti. Here one daughter, her name is Devahuti. And Devan Ahoyati iti Devahuti, who could invoke all the devas. And she was married to Kardama, and to them is born Kapila, one who is the Sankhya Acharya. You can see all the stories go like that. So different rishis and their whole lineage is talked in Purana. Better no Purana. And one thing, how they were born? Manasa. Manasa eva utpadita. Maya, Bhagavan says, Manasa, by my mind. Understand, what is the mind of Bhagavan? It's Maya. With this total Maya, that Bhagavan is called Sarvakya. Called Vishuddha Sattva. That Maya is called Vishuddha Sattva. We are endowed with Malina Sattva. That is what Trigona, all this thing. We'll see another chapter, now we'll leave it. Manaha Sankalpat Eva Utpannaha Natu Yonijaha. All this what we saw, Manu and Rishis were not born from some parents. They were what? By Sankalpa. Let me have this Rishi. Rishi is there. Let Manu be there. Manu is there. Therefore you can see in the beginning of the Srishti, the same Ishvara take form of Brahmaji. And from Brahmaji's mind, all this is born. And as long as the Sankalpa is there, they are there. And then he asks some of them, now you start more and more population, then there is a different lokas, let people be there. All the long story you can read in Purana. So here Bhagavan said, this is my vibhuti, understand? Now understand, if rishis are Bhagavan vibhuti, the parampara started by rishi is also vibhuti, yeah, Bhagavan Bhagavad vibhuti, and I have studied something is called what? My vibhuti, correct? It's called what? Bhagavad vibhuti. Then he said, I further, jataha pradurbhutaha utpannaha yesha manunam maharshinam srishtihi loke. Now lastly says, at the end, from these rishis and manu came this all other human being, and different thing in this world was born to them. Correct? Stavaraha jangamaha movable immovable characharam. Now, he want to make you sure. Swamiji, this Vibhuti Yoga seems to be boring. All this Vibhuti after one after what you are going to talk, how is it going to help me? And Bhagavan give you phala first. What you will get out of it? Hum log to utility hai na. Matlab, matlab means, humko kya milega? Matlab kya milega? He says, this verse is said,
एताम विभूतिम योगम च मम यो वेत्ति तत्त्वतः सोऽभिकम्पेन योगेन युच्यते नात्र संशयः। Results of knowing the glories of Bhagavan and Bhagavan's connection to them is shown in this verse. What is the phalam by knowing the vibhuti of Lord and Bhagavan's connection to them? How Bhagavan has sambandha connection to all of them? So here, this is the verse. Etam mama विभूतिम योगम यो तत्वतः वेति अन्वय। दिस विभूति एंड मम योगम माय योगम माय कनेक्शन टू देम हुएवर नोज इन रियलिटी वन हु नोज दिस ग्लोरी ऑफ माइंड एंड माय कनेक्शन विद देम इन रियलिटी and what happened to that person is endowed with unshaken vision. So yujyate avikampena yogena. Yujyate is endowed with what? He gets what? Avikampena yogena. Unshaken vision. Swamiji, I have got doubt. Then Bhagavan says, na atra samshayah. Don't have any doubt in this topic, this area. There is no doubt about this. See, the samshaya is called pratibandhaka. Pratibandhaka is obstacle. Pratibandhaka is considered a bigger obstacle in your spiritual life. Obstacle. One is obstacle is what? Samshaya. Doubt. And Bhagavan says, samshayatma pranashyati. Whoever has got samshaya will be destroyed. You can't live with the doubt. Doctor says this gland in your body, I need to do biopsy for that. There's nothing to worry, but we'll just do it. Now from that day onward, what happens to you? You have good sleep. You go for jogging. What happens? You are what? You are worried. Doctor, tell me. No, nothing to worry. Let me. I want to just make it sure. Now from that day, you are more in the temple than in the drawing room. You don't worry for economy, because I don't think I'm going to survive long. What to do about economy? Now, and our Indian friends are great. If you talk to them, I'm going to go for biopsy. My uncle got similar thing. He's gone already. My neighbor also got like that. One thing, lied in 3 months. Now, they help you. Very, without your asking, they give you greater information. And why you did not look into all these things? And wife also, and husband also. Now you can see the house has got only what? Samshaya. And up to another thing in India, they will send to another city for biopsy. And then report will come. Up to the time the report come, you are the greatest devotee on this mother earth. Correct? Venkata Ramana, Pahima, Govinda, Govinda, Rakshama, all these things started. You are praying to all God. Why? And your mind is what? Very cool. Correct? Very happy. Correct? No. Samshayatma pranashyati. And the reports come. Nothing. benign, nothing is there. Then another thing, Indian totally. Nothing came and I spent so much money for this. Means whenever they go for report, something should come, correct? That is what they are also aware. Kuch nahi nikla, paisa bigda. Kuch nahi nikla, paisa bhi bigda. Paisa sudra bigda kaha. You can't win these guys, you know. So, somebody has to plant one doubt in your mouth, in your head. Afterward you are what? Finished. Similarly, in Vedanta also, you got doubt. How I can be Brahman? Finished. They say I am Brahman. They say. Teacher says. But they all can cooperate, they all can join for bluffing also. This possible, this is. So it's a big conspiracy, it looks like that. How I can be Brahman? So doubt is there. And looking at my life and looking at my past, I know I cannot be Brahman. Whatever they say. So all these doubts are there. Even while doing performing Homa, they will tell me, Swamiji, will this remove my papa? Now one thing, I can't show him papa, neither absence of papa also. And nothing happened to them. After three, they do some ritual, all the papa went away, so no bad thing happened in life. He says, Swamiji, nothing happened. Means something should happen, correct? Nothing happened is good or bad? It's good. No, Swamiji, kuch hua nahi. You are not a winner with these people, understand? So this is the way Shamshayatma Vinashyati. Therefore, another way around. If you want to destroy somebody, do what? What? Put a doubt in his mind. That's all you simple, put a doubt. I think bridge which are crossing every day. Somebody told me, in 3 months you're going to collapse. You can go every day back and forth. Now, whenever you go near the bridge, you open what? Huh? Will be all prayers. That's all. Whenever now I sit in the aircraft also, I do what? Prayer. And they tell in the beginning also, you are going to have a bumpy flight. Why do you tell me now? Let me have afterwards. So, doubt in the mind is what? Samshayatma pranashyati. Positively, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Only Shraddha, trust can destroy this samshaya. So Arjuna may have trust in this thing. And what is their Abhikampa Yoga? Natra samshaya, he says. Now again go. Etam vibhutim yogam cha. Etam is what? Yathoktam. Now you have to remember, in the earlier chapter also, 7th and 9th, Bhagavan has talked already about his vibhuti. It's not the new topic, but your whole chapter is for the glories. Previously also, he has talked about it. So he said, Yathoktam vibhutim. Vistaram. Now we are going to do what? Vistaram. Gujarati ma we use the vastar. Vistar no so kaya vastar che. Vistaram. What? Yogam cha. I'm going to tell you yukti also. The very important word, yogam and vibhuti. Atmano ghatanam. How I, the Lord, becomes all this vibhuti is a yukti, greatest trick I have. Athava or yoga. Aishvadya Samartya Sarvagnyatva Yogajam Yoga Uchyate. All my omniscience. Now one thing Pujya Swamiji says, Lord is Sarvagnya, and in this creation which has come from the Lord, all knowledge you can see anywhere. Even if you look at the flower, it is all what? All knowledge. Look at the color. Look at the tissue. Look at every cell. Look at the cytoplasm. Look at the nucleus. Look at the gene. All is what? All is what? Nothing but jnanam. Krishnastu prajnana ghana eva. Veda says. Entire thing is nothing but all knowledge.
But you require knowledge to understand this knowledge. Other problem. If I have more and more I understand, I see nothing but all thing is knowledge. Mother Earth rotating on its own axis, knowledge. The climate change, knowledge. How my heart is working is what? All knowledge. More and you understand your heart, you are surprised. And more you understand your brain, what? What? You are surprised because lot of area is still unused. Aise rakha hai. Surprise. How you remember is a surprise. How you forget also what? Surprise. There are two types of forget. What you forget, you forget. And you remember what you know, what you forgot. This is what difference is there. You forget what you forget is better, I tell you. But you remember you forgot on it, and you do all that thing, and that is called you know it, but doesn't come to my mind right away. Mind is amazing. So I come to that. He said, Aishvadyam Samartyam Mama Madhyam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tatvena Yathavaditi Tat. Now this very one who knows these two things. Now just listen. Mama Yogam and Mama my Vibhuti. Now here it's very interesting to know that Bhagavan is basically Ishwari Brahman. And with this Maya Upadhi, which is Parinamini, Trigunatmika, which has got three gunas. And gunas as one swabhava, they can never be same all the time. Parinamini, sattva becomes rajasa. All purity, contemplativeness, quietude has to become, convert slowly into what? Ambition, activity. And that converts into what, Silver? Inertia, dullness, it has to come. And dullness become what again? Sattva to rajas, rajas to tamas, and tamas to sattva, correct? Don't make mistake, is a pendulum. The tamas can only become what? Rajas. And rajas can become what? Both. You are very good. Wow. Become sattva also, or again become what? Tamas also. And I, the consciousness, the Brahman is always what? Free from three trigunas, and his presence, all the three gunas constantly undergo change. Maya dyakshena prakruti suyate stacharacharam hetunanena kaunteya jagat viparivartate. Maya dyakshena, in my presence only, I did not do anything. Awareness is the prakruti changes all the time. With this Maya Upadhi, the Parabrahma gains the name that is called Ishvara. So all this Vibhuti belong to Maya, not to Brahman. And another thing is, this Maya is depending on Brahman. Brahman is what? Independent of the Maya. That's a very important thing. Hum tumhare bina nahi, tum mere bina nahi, aisa nahi. It is dependent. Maya depends on Brahman. Brahmashraya Maya. Therefore, adhisthanam doesn't depend on adhyaropa. Adhyaropa is because of adhisthana only. Now this Maya brings all different vibhuti which we are going to see. Now Bhagavan said, this my yogam, my swarupa, and
all this vibhuti is Brahma Maya Karya is mithya. The word mithya is karana ananyatvam mithyatvam. So abhava adhikarane bhasamanatvam mithyatvam.
There are two definitions you can say.
Karana ananyatvam. It is not separate from Brahman. Each vibhuti is there, that is Brahman.
But Brahman is not vibhuti.
Vibhuti is Ishvara. Ishvara is Brahman.
But Brahman is neither vibhuti, nor this jagat. It is what?
Avikrita chetaha. Kutastaha, dhruvaha. Does not undergo any change. Because avyaha, all pervading cannot undergo change, cannot move also.
In his prison, everything happens.
But it looks like that it undergoes change. We feel that clay has undergone change to become pot. Pot is nothing but name, form, function. Clay is still clay only. Gold does not go intrinsic change to become chain. If gold has intrinsically become the chain, if you destroy the chain, what will be destroyed?
Gold will be destroyed.
Gold is not destroyed. Even economy cannot destroy it.
Like Brahman only now.
So this is there, it doesn't get destroyed. All the changes depends on gold. Without undergoing change, it appears to be. And this appearance is so enchanting that you forget to see what? Gold.
If I go to jeweler shop and he has got all the golden ornaments, beautiful.
And I say, can I just get gold from you?
Then he will say what? We don't have gold here, we have got ornaments. Have you heard them?
If you go to cotton shop, all the ready-made cloth shop, and you say, can I get a little cotton? They say, go to another shop. We don't keep cotton. We keep what?
He's right or wrong?
You are all wise person. Please advise me. Certain area.
Yahan kapda hai, rui bilkul nahi hai.
Yahan abhushan hai, sona nahi milta hamare yahan.
He's right? He doesn't see that the chain is gold. Similarly, we also should be told, this tree is what?
Brahman.
Ganga is what?
Brahman.
Himalaya is what?
Brahman. Yadyat chakshurbhyam paschati tat tat Brahman. All that I see is Brahman.
That Ulatabai More Nayanan ki, that vision I should get it.
So Bhagavan says, one who sees this thing, the Brahman with the Maya, without undergoing Brahman, he appears to be there, Pararupa Vabhasate. And that is my vibhuti. All vibhuti is Brahman.
Brahman is not vibhuti. Mithya is Satyam, Satyam is not Mithya. Pot is clay, clay is not pot. This is one who understands this. So vikampena yogena. Once you know this, can anybody shake you after that? Once you know pot as clay, then anything happened to pot does not happen to clay. Once you know you are Brahman, anything happens to your body, what?
Swamiji, that, there it changes.
You are going too much. You should go to body. This is very important. I am this only.
Little change in the body, little fear, class pe nahi jayenge.
I've got temperature.
Good, you've got temperature. If you have no temperature, we'll bury you. Understand?
But Swami, don't say all that. I've got temperature. I was in Vrindavan and once I had a fever.
And one Swami came, there is all sadhus, virakta, they talk anything they like. Swamiji, don't worry. I said, why? Anything happened to you, will do nice bandara. You have nice feet, don't worry. I said, okay. Body, the God, vibhuti, is a mithya. Don't be indifferent to the body. I also tell, this mithya is Brahman, okay, it is Ishvara. You have no right to abuse this body because mind, senses, body, everything is Ishvara. And also you understand, level other you have to understand. So, sovikampena yogena, so, then what happened? Pratibandha abhavaha. You have no doubts in that. Atra samshaya na asmin arte samshaya asti. Then what? Here he said, he is always connected to me. He never gets away from me. When the vision is there, Atma darshanam is Ishvara darshanam. Ishvara darshanam is what? Atma darshanam. All this is Ishvara vibhuti. If you understand, that is called Atma darshanam. Now further is, what time you are supposed to give break? Huh? It's time, okay. I can feel. Now further he says, connection is, does creation really becomes, does the creator really becomes the creation? Does the Brahman really becomes this creation? And what type of this creation is there? These two questions in the Sangati. Kidrishena and another. Kidrishena avikampena yogena yutyate. You kidrishena vibhuti yoga yoho jnanena avikampena yogena yujyate. How he gains what? Unshaken vision. How does it get this unshaken vision about vibhuti and yoga? Understand the word yoga. People can go for all nonsense here. Here yoga only knows, means the vision of Lord. And vibhuti, the Brahman without undergoing intrinsic change, appears in the beautiful world, that is called vibhuti. So vibhuti is mithya, Brahman is satya. Vibhuti depends on Brahman. Brahman is independent of this vibhuti. One who understands this satya mithya, for him, the mithya will never become what? Satya will never be out of sight because it is me, Atma Darshanam, Isha Darshanam. Now, here, Bhagavan starts. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhavah.
Vatta Sarvam Pravartate.
Iti
Matva Bhajante Maam. Bhuta bhava samanvitaha. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.